Robin's Away Days. It's the Pomcast with your hosts, Paul Pomery and Sarah Pomery. Come on, you Robins.
Welcome to the Robin's Away Days Pomcasts. Hello, all you Robins fans out there in the big wide world, and welcome to the first of the all brand new Robin's Away Days Pomcast. With me, your host, Paul Pom, and
the glamorous assistant, Sarah.
That's the one. Another podcast? Another podcast, you were saying?
Really?
What's wrong with the other one?
Oh, nothing.
Exactly. It's brilliant. And as you heard earlier in the week, it's still a great, great listen. It's just that we felt there was something missing, you know, from last year. So this season we've got a whole load of new exciting grounds to visit and thought, you know what, if we're going to be going to all these new and exciting grounds, I'll bet our fans want the lowdown on these before they visit.
See, right, they do.
Exactly that. So that's why we're here. That's why we're doing this. We're going to give you all the gen on the clubs, the grounds, how to get there, parking, all the facilities.
And the beer.
Yes. And of course, what delicious beverages are on offer. Each week before an away game, I'll drop by and give you everything you need to make sure your trip goes as well as, well as well as it can do. I have some music in here, please, James. Red Red Robin. So where are the Red Red Robins bobbing along to this week, Sarah?
Well, Pom, the Welsh Valleys and Merthyr Tydfil to face Merthyr Town FC.
Ah, Merthyr Tydfil on the south border of the Brecon Beacon, surrounded by wonderful views. Birthplace of the actor Philip Maddock.
Who?
Philip Maddock. You know, the guy that played the German U-boat captain in Dad's Army.
Oh, don't tell him, Pike!
Yep, that's the one. I bet you didn't know this, though. I bet you didn't know that Merthyr used to have the largest ironworks in the world.
Didn't know that.
Exactly, exactly. Who does? You see, the Pomcast is already teaching us things. It's already teaching us things we would have never known otherwise.
Right, so how do we get there, Pom?
Well, several ways, Sarah. You could drive. And if you're driving, it's pretty easy, you know. It's down the M4, turn right at Cardiff. Junction 32 is what you want. And across the Severn Bridge, of course, first. It's 140 miles and it'll take you, I don't know, 2.5 hours roughly from Bracknell. If you're using the postcode for your sat-nav, it's CF478RF. That's CF478RF. And you know what? The Severn Crossing is now absolutely free.
Oh, I love that. It's mean more money for beer.
Yee! More money for, you can never beat more money for beer.
Indeed.
Exactly. But if you are driving, there's about 40 or so spaces at the club free. They charge £2 to park there, which is not a bad rate nowadays, compared to some of the places that we visit.
Not bad at all.
Exactly. But if that's full, which it could well be, there's a P&D in the town, which is only a 5-minute walk from the ground, down the hill, and it's £1. One of your English pounds for the whole day.
Blimey.
Yes, exactly. But if you don't fancy driving, which, let's face it, many of us don't, you can let the train take the strain. I tell you what, though, it's not quick.
Mm.
It's not cheap.
No.
Exactly. You know, it's two changes. Change at Reading, change at Cardiff. It's going to take you 3 hours, 40 minutes roughly. And it's going to cost you £83. Yeah, exactly. However, if there's two of you going, little tip for you, you can get a two together rail card. Now, providing the two of you always travel together, you can use it for the whole year. It costs you £30 and you get 30% off all the travel. So you'd get your £30 back just in the one trip if there was two of you.
More money for beer, Pom?
Yep, more money for beer. You can't argue with that.
Exactly.
Mind you, if you are thinking of using the train Saturday, look out, because there's going to be some strikes, I think. And there might not actually be any trains running. So please check first before you spend any money on those very expensive tickets.
Mm, good point.
Yeah. I mean, you could always walk there.
Sean,
yeah, you could walk there. It'll take 45 hours, apparently, which means that you probably should have already left by now, so you won't be listening to this. So you're probably not walking.
And we'll give you a wave on the way.
We'll give you a wave on the way, yeah. Now, when we recorded this, we weren't aware of any plans by the club to help arrange any transport for the fans. So here we go. Time for a poll, I think, Robins fans. If the club were to arrange transport for the longer away days that we're going to see this year, would you use it? Would you be prepared to pay, I don't know, 25 quid or so just to get to the game and back in a bit of comfort? Doesn't sound a bad price to me. And I'm sure they could probably afford to help with the cost of that sort of travel. If you think you would do or you wanted to, let us know. Email us on robinsawaydays@aol.com. What is it, Sarah?
It's robinsawaydays@aol.com.
That's the one. So let's see if we can generate enough support just to see if we can get the club interested in helping us out with some of these issues this year. Right, what else can we tell them, Sarah? I know. Let's tell them about the really important stuff. Tell us about the pubs.
Yeah. Okay. So, the Merthyr Ground. It's about a 5-minute walk from the town centre. There's quite a few pubs available for a pub crawl, if you're up for it. There's obviously the Wetherspoons. Loads of independents, which are all welcoming and friendly. Loads of food places before, after the game.
Is there a curry house?
Oh, God, yeah.
Yes.
It looks like it'll be nice day on Saturday. So we will be meeting in the White Dick Penguin before the game.
The what?
It's a White Dick Penguin. That's what he says.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. Say that again.
It says White Dick Penguin.
Yeah, okay. I'm sure they pronounce it like that down
there. Probably.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to go and ask for it.
I know you will.
Anyway, it's got a seating area outside so we can all top up our tans.
Very nice. A little bit now about our opponents, Merthyr Town. Nicknamed the Martyrs. They were formed a long time ago, 1908, after Bracknell, of course, but still a fairly old club. After they saw another team play at Penny Dairyn Park, which is where they now play, and their first game was a 2-1 loss to Swansea, which isn't bad. Like so many non-league clubs, though, there's a succession of promotions and relegations. But by the 50s, they were regarded as probably one of the best non-league teams around. They even got a crowd of over 20,000.
Blimey.
Yeah. It was an FA Cup game against Reading.
Crikey. Well, I think Reading would be happy to get a crowd of about 19,500 nowadays.
Bloody right they would. I think they'd get about 5,000 then,
yeah.
Don't they? But the 60s and 70s were quiet for the club. But, you know, they did win the Welsh Cup a couple of times. And the third time they won it, in 1987, meant they were in the UEFA Cup Winners' Ooh. Cup. Do you remember that? UEFA's Cup Winners' Cup? No, you don't,
yeah,
do you? No,
I was
no,
out clubbing.
No. Some of our more mature listeners, I'm sure, will remember the European Cup Winners' Cup, because I think it was pretty much dominated by English clubs back at the day.
Yes.
Yeah. But anyway, you know, they had a resurgence of fortunes after that. They even finished fourth in the conference, you know, which is pretty good going. But like so many non-league clubs, you know, the finances just don't seem to work out. And they got relegated and relegated again. And in 2010, they were liquidated.
Hmm.
Like so many of our clubs. Which
so sad.
It is. It's so sad. To be honest, at the time, a supporters trust was formed. And they immediately resurrected the club. And that supporters trust still runs the club today.
Well done.
Absolutely.
Up the supporters.
Yeah. Fair play to the guys. No, you can't beat a little bit of non-league local supporters.
Absolutely.
Now, last year, they finished in the relegation zone. They finished second from bottom, which meant they were relegated. But I'm not sure if you guys remember the Walton Casuals, actually another club. They folded financially. They couldn't support the team. So the league decided, well, I know, if Walton Casuals aren't going to play, let's put Merthyr back.
Why not?
Indeed. Yeah, so I'm sure they're going to be pretty desperate to prove it was the right decision. So I think we're in for a pretty tough game, you know. They've signed quite a few players in the summer, and the ones to look out for, from what I understand, is that the strike force of Hudson Hill, Powell and Reese.
No relation to our Scotty. I presume he He's always been, I've always thought he's had a bit of Welsh in him though.
Well, I'm saying no more. Scotty Rees, Welsh? Let's see. Anyway, the midfield pairing of Harris and Lewis again have been getting pretty rave reviews in pre-season. We should be the Robins. We should be in our traditional red strip because Merth are playing black and white. So bring your colours along with your singing voices. I'm not sure we can out-sing the Welsh, but we'll give it a go. Let's give it a go,
yeah!
Especially after a few pints.
Oh.
Absolutely. When you get to the ground, whether you're walking, driving, flying, there are two entrances into the ground. One of them is through the main stand, which is a very nice-looking stand, very modern, has been renovated. And there is a second entrance, which is called the Wank Bank entrance.
The Wank Bank?
The Wank Bank. I kid you not.
Entrance.
I know, it's obviously a Welsh word.
Close your ears, kids.
It's obviously a Welsh word. It obviously means something that means something totally different to what us English people think. But it is the Wank Bank entrance. Anyway, it's a good old-fashioned ground anyway, apart from the new stand, which has been renovated. It's got a capacity of 5,500. Pretty big for this league.
Not bad.
And with an average home crowd of 400 to 500, there should be plenty of space. I know they've sold in excess of 200 season tickets this year already, so that crowd could pop up to near the 600 mark, which would be great to see.
Really good.
Yeah. It's got covered seating and standing on three sides of the ground. Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's got a stepped open terracing behind one of the goals.
Oh, yes.
Which we always like, don't we Robins?
We like a bit of terracing.
We like a bit of stepped open terracing, don't we, eh? Could do with a bit of that bottom meadow, I think, Kane, eh? A little bit of stepped terracing, very nice. Once you get there, you'll see there's a 3G pitch, which is only laid last year. So
very nice.
Yeah, it should be a nice, quick, up-tempo game. So looking forward to this.
Yeah, so can we pay on the day?
Yep, you can pay on the day. It's £12 for adults, £9 for concessions and students, and the kids for £1, which you can't beat. So, if you want to grab a kid and take them in for £1...
Now, isn't
it? If you want to grab a kid and take them in for
£1, you've got to be, you could be committed for that.
I suppose so. Anyway, once you're inside the ground, with or without your kid, of course, there's access to a large clubhouse via the David Miles stand.
More beer.
Exactly. Now, the David Miles stand has got its own terrace. It's the Colin the Monk terrace.
Colin the Monk terrace.
Yeah, Colin the Monk.
Colin the Monk rhymes with...
Stop it.
Oh, sorry.
Yes, you're thinking about that Wank Bank entrance again, aren't you?
Oh, sorry.
Exactly.
One track mind.
No, exactly. Anyway, so you go through the David Miles stand, and that takes you through to the clubhouse.
Ooh, more beer and grub.
Yes. More beer, Sarah. More beer and grub, just in case.
Just in case they get hungry and thirsty.
Exactly.
Need to top it up.
Exactly. Now, if you are still hungry and thirsty after the pre-match get-together, then the clubhouse serves a huge selection of draft beers. Includes Madry, Coors, Carling, Thatcher's, Atlantic IPA, Guinness, Worthington, Carling Black. The list goes on.
You're making me thirsty.
It's mad, absolutely mad. But what a great selection. Plenty of bottled beers as well. Non-alcoholic ones for those that are driving. So there really is plenty of choice there. It's a pretty large clubhouse. It's two sections to it. Each of them hold about 120 people. So they're obviously looking to make some money out of corporate events, which is fantastic to see at this level.
Oh, crikey! Look at the size of that! I'll never fit that in my mouth.
Sorry, guys. For those of you not sure what Sarah's talking about, trust me, I can see it myself. It's the famous Merthyr Cobham chips. What does it look like, Sarah?
Well, it's like a hollowed out half loaf of bread smothered in curry sauce, sausages and chips. Oh, heaven.
That sounds really good. I'm giving that a go.
I think I'm going to give it a go as well.
Whatever I've had before, and I'm giving that a go. That sounds fantastic. Not a patch on the old SB burger, though, eh? Not a patch on it. Anyway, for anyone of you asking about payments, cash and card can be used throughout the club, on the gate, in the clubhouse, in the cafe. Cash or card, not a problem. So I think we've probably covered everything. So I think we've probably told the fellas and the girls.
If we've
exactly.
missed anything, please contact us.
Absolutely, yes. If there's anything else you want to hear about, if there's anything you want to know about the grounds that we're going to, the clubs we're going to, the travel arrangements, just let us know. Don't forget, email us at robinsawaydays@aol.com. What is it, Sarah?
It's robinsawaydays@aol.com.
Exactly. So we really want your feedback. Because remember, as always, this is by the fans, for the fans. So feedback is really, really welcome. So hopefully we'll see you on Saturday, most of you, all of you, preferably.
Be nice.
Exactly. But if you can't make it, don't forget to listen to the unofficial Robins podcast for the lowdown on the game. And look out next week for the Robins Away Days podcast featuring Tiverton Town.
Woohoo! Fancy a pint?
Yeah, go on then, twist my arm.